Good afternoon. How are you going?
Very well. Thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on making your debut last week. How was it?
Yeah, really, really good. I loved it. Really good experience. It was awesome.
So obviously then you've come from the reserves into the seniors. Is the difference in skill level what you expected?
Yeah, it was massive, actually.
Yep.
The tempo of the game was so much quicker than the old twos, but no, it was good. The extra the time on definitely...
Is it,
that in the legs,
but... is it what you thought? Like, you knew it was going to be quick, I mean, because you can see that on the sidelines, but actually being in the middle, did you realise it was going to be that quick?
I guess I had a bit of an idea, but, yeah, it was pretty eye-opening when you got out there. I was pretty knackered by half-time, so... But, no, it was good.
And so tell us about the Jacob Finch story. Junior footy, where did you play your junior footy, and how did you get to where you are now?
Yeah, so I started playing footy... I think in under 12s
yep.
for St. Francis, where I went to primary school. And then I went across to Strath in under 14s, I think.
Yep.
Played there right up to under 16s and then did a season out at Huntley in 2016. And then came back to Strath 2017 and have been there since. So pretty much my whole year has been out of Strath.
What got you interested in footy at under age of 12? Because no doubt there would have been a whole lot of other sports to choose from. Was footy always the dream?
I was playing soccer, actually. Yep. And I'd signed up to play soccer that year. And then Mum picked me up from school one day and heaps of my mates were doing a warm-up lap for footy. And I decided to make the switch and signed up and played footy that year. So... Yeah, I've sort of always wanted to play footy since then, so definitely no regrets doing that.
Jacob Finch from Strathdale Storm joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Made his debut last week for the club. Now, you played the one game last week, and now you get the week off during the lockdown, Jacob. So what do you do in this week? Do you keep yourself mentally fit, go for walks, runs? Do you have a gym at home? I mean, you make that debut, and then all of a sudden, yeah, we're in this situation we are now. So, yeah, how do you keep yourself mentally and physically fit?
Yeah, it's a bit of a pain, but try and get hopefully a session in today. We have wouldn't really call it a gym at home, but yeah. We have a few weights and stuff. So try and get something in. Otherwise, yeah, makes it a bit difficult when you can't leave the house.
No, that is true. So you mentioned there that you're also playing soccer. Is there any other sports that you like watching? You know, you sit back on the couch and, you know, with a cup of coffee and a Tim Tam and sit back and watch apart from AFL?
NBA. I watch a bit of NBA.
Yep.
Otherwise, not really. I hate watching soccer. Couldn't pay me to watch soccer.
So you weren't a fan of the Euros then, that was last week?
Yeah, no. Definitely not for me. No, mainly just NBA and footy is all I watch, really. Golf.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Open's on at the moment, so that is on pay TV. I watched a bit of that last night myself. Now, for you at Strath, what are you hoping to achieve when the season hopefully recommences next week?
I'd love to get another senior gig. That would be awesome. Otherwise, we're on a pretty good win streak at the moment, yep. So if we could keep that up, that would be awesome. I think both seniors and reserves teams are sitting on top of the ladder, so hopefully we can keep the season rolling and take that into finals.
And I guess just finally, you know, obviously you've made it to the senior side, hopefully you want to cement that spot there. Any younger generation, obviously, even with the Storm, the kids that will be listening, there'll be other kids that will listen to you know, senior players in any particular field, Jacob, maybe some, you know, words of advice for them.
Yeah, well, just keep putting the effort in, I guess. 2019, I actually got dropped from the reserves grand final, so if you keep putting the work in, it just shows that, you know, you'll get your opportunity when it comes around, so.
Yep. There we go. Persistence is the key, as they say. Now, Jacob, yeah. Are you ready for the final four? Now, these are just the four things that come straight into the top of your head.
Okay,
All right, go for it. Here we go. Favourite food?
Pizza.
Favourite drink?
Coffee.
AFL club you support?
Richmond.
And your sporting hero?
Sporting hero? We'll go Dusty Martin.
Dusty Martin, of course, he's still in the Gold Coast Hospital following that injury last night. And, of course, Jack Riewoldt kicking six goals in his 300th game. Your thoughts on Jack Riewoldt as a player, being a Richmond fan?
Yeah, he's all right.
Goes all right?
Like him after last night.
No, love
old Jumping Jack.
He does very well. Hey, Jacob, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. Congratulations on making your debut last week. And let's hope you can keep your spot in the side when the season starts, hopefully next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
That is Jacob Finch there from Strathdale Storm joining us. It's Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.